would say that general equity of a law in the Old Testament that says that homosexuals should be put to death would be to frown on homosexuality.
A frown?
Right before. At least a frown.
Before you
can
throw
we
the
get
stone?
A frown? Well, we don't even need that. We don't even need that. At least, at the very, very, very least, you would hope that somebody would get some kind of a moral directory, a direction, a trajectory towards a negative approach to handling homosexuality on the part of the civil magistrate. You would hope that somebody would get that out of some of these Old Testament laws.
Right. So to Mr. Keller and to Mr. Bell and to many others who are saying these sorts of things, I would say not only is homosexuality a sin, but it's a crime. The general equity requires that it still be a crime. The moral law requires that it still be listed as a crime. Ergo, Christians should in no way give any kind of endorsement, support candidates who give endorsement, or in any way cooperate with the committing of a crime against the law of God. God's law is law. God has the authority. He gives his authority to the civil magistrates to execute his law. This is outside, against, and opposed to God's law.
If there will be Christianity extant in the year 2060, friends, somebody is going to have to be rooted and grounded to the rock-solid foundation of God's laws. Otherwise, they're going to be blown about with every political position that comes around that is out to destroy our civilizations as we know it.